Two guys who love talking about a game within a game in association with Fantasy Football Scout. I'm Peterson.
I'm Andrew.
And this is FPL SideNet. Here's Chilwell.
Martial coming in from that left and firing home. Unstoppable.
Pulisic. Giroud breaks through. Lacazette can have a pop and score a peach.
Hey managers, welcome back to the FPL SideNet podcast. We are recording this on Thursday, May the 2nd. And as always, I'm joined by my man Andrew, who, unlike Mo Salah, doesn't kick off when given instructions. Andrew, welcome. Howdy.
If I speak, there will be fire.
Oh, which is fitting because we literally just came up with the name for this week's episode. That is Kloppenheimer.
Well, you say we, but it was all you.
That's a fair, team mate, effort
fantastic.
Here. Team effort. Yeah.
Thank you. I wanted Klopp tub time machine, but Kloppenheimer is definitely better.
Oh, just like Jürgen, we're blowing the joint up.
Yeah, that's it.
Spoiler alert if anyone hasn't seen Oppenheimer.
I think that it's been long enough. Like, it's on Netflix now. Like, you can.
Yeah, I think it's in history
books. You can
give
the spoilers. Yeah, well, that's true. It's a documentary, right?
Yeah, I think so. Who knew Cillian Murphy was like an amazing doctor?
I didn't.
Oh my God, I'm getting sidetracked. Anyway, let's get into it. It's weird, like, because again, like last week's episode, we are in the middle of this, like, this weird game week that seems to be going on forever, but we've just been waiting for one more fixture to happen.
Yep.
Which is like the biggest anticlimax.
Especially for me, because I've only got like two players in it. So, and they're the two players that everyone's got. So there's nothing for me to gain tomorrow. There's nothing for me to be excited about. Just basically finding out how much more my rank will drop tomorrow before I can hopefully right the ship next game week. So yeah. There's nothing about this Chelsea Spurs game that excites me at all.
Oh, Chelsea Spurs is a huge one. Well, it's a huge one for Chelsea and Spurs fans.
Yeah, but
historically, a great game for Chelsea fans.
Yeah, true. FPL wise, I'm talking about. No, it is a good game. It's all, the London derbies are always good. So
yeah,
and I guess it's the FPL challenge as well. Maybe I'm still in with a shot for that. I think this week it's like double points for the London derby players.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So,
I must admit, I haven't entered a team since like the second round of the
challenge. Yeah, did you ever do it?
I did it for like the first week, or maybe the second week, because I had more pay.
Yeah, that's true. I'm doing it religiously because I figure that each week there's less and less people doing it. I might actually win. Like by game week 38, there'll be like me and like six other guys, and I've got a red hot shot at winning whatever the prize is. Yeah, I don't even know what the prize is.
I'm ranked 30th in the world out of 35.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
But how is your side looking at the moment before we get, like, I mean, obviously we don't know what's going to happen in the future, but at the moment, has your team going at the moment, points-wise?
The game week, look, not amazing, but not horrible. So I'm on 54. But I took a little bit of a unplanned, unscheduled minus eight. So it's 54 minus eight. Yeah. I think the minus four was always on the cards. But then I did had a few beers on Saturday night and turned into a minus eight pretty quickly. So I went Diaz and Haaland to Son and Isak. That was my planned minus four. And I guess the thinking behind that was, you know, like I felt like Isak was essential home to Sheffield United, and he kind of proved that he was.
Yeah.
I thought that Haaland was probably going to come off the bench at best. And then that was really one of the only two ways I could have made enough money to get Son, who again, I thought was essential for the double game week. So that enabled me to go Diaz to Son. The only other way I could have done it was to lose maybe Ben White and then go down to like a 4.1 defender or something. So I didn't really like that idea either. So that's what I've done. And then just last minute with all of the with the Liverpool team leaks, I decided that I'd had enough of Darwin in my team and I took another minus four for Darwin to Watkins. I really, really liked Watkins in that Chelsea game.
Yeah.
And I just can't believe that in a two-all game, Watkins and Palmer didn't get any attacking returns at all. So it was, very unexpected. But like I was really confident with Watkins in that game and I really also wanted him for this Brighton game coming up. So I bit the bullet and took the extra minus four. So, I mean, obviously, with having taken a minus eight, I'm on a little bit of a red arrow. It's not too bad. I was 46K. I'm down to 55K. So
it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Like, I'm set up okay for the run-in. So, yeah, I'm okay with, like, a 10K red arrow, which is what I'm on at the moment. I was pretty much saved by Pickford. I got 10 points from Pickford. He's absolutely saved my bacon. Like time and time again the last few weeks.
Yeah. He's been phenomenal the last few game weeks.
He's been incredible. I'm a bit worried that it's all going to kind of stop now that they've secured their place in the Premier League for next season.
Yeah.
But, you know, like whatever happens from now, he's been absolutely sensational for me. Like 18 points in the double, 10 points this week. And I think he got like 8 points in game week 32 as well. So
yeah,
he's been absolutely killing it for me. The other points I got this week, which were a little bit differential, was Saka. I got 12 points from him. And yeah, apart from that, 7 from Son, 13 from Isak, and then pretty much everyone else was blanks. I got blanks from, double Arsenal defense blanked, Munoz from Crystal Palace blanked. I got a 0-pointer from Sarabia, home to Luton. I was actually excited to own Sarabia. And, he came on for 14 minutes and got a yellow card. So that was fantastic. And then, 2 pointers from Solanke and Watkins. So, yeah, that's how I'm going so far.
Tail of the tape. Yeah, like you said, pretty incredible that it's only a, you know, potential like 9K red arrow considering you took a minus eight.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I should be happy with it. I should be happy with just a 10K red arrow, but I really... I feel like I was expecting something from Solanke. Like in a 3-0 win, you wouldn't expect a Solanke blank. And I was definitely expecting something from Watkins. So I thought that all of those hits would pay off. The Son and the Isak ones, the Son and Isak transfers have paid off. The Watkins extra hit hasn't. But I'm still, overall, I'm pretty happy with how the week's gone. I didn't expect to have a big week this week because I knew I was going into the with pretty light on the Chelsea and Spurs assets. So
fair play. But
what about yourself?
I was just looking at that Saka ownership, 33%, which is incredible. Just shows how quickly like the so-called template like shifts. I felt like it shifted really dramatically this game. Like there was a lot of wild cards flying around and there was so many hits. Like if you're an engaged manager on FPL Twitter, it just seemed like if you weren't on a wild card, you were like most likely taking hits. And I saw some crazy numbers floating around from people.
Yeah. I saw some minus 16s and even more than that. So
yeah, I think friend of the show, Brett FPL Shakerbag, I think he was taking like a minus 12 and may have been minus 16, but yeah, I think it was 12 as well. And I'll touch on the FPL SideNet mini league leader about his hit when we get to that part of the show. It was incredible.
It was bigger than 12, spoiler alert.
Yeah, it was bigger than 12. As far as myself, I'm on a green at the moment, so I'm sitting on 66 points. So yeah, the wild card has banged so far. On my wild card, I ended up with Petrovic in goals, Maguire, Dan Byrne and Vardiol, and then the midfield five of Gordon, Foden, Palmer, Son, and Bruno Fernandes. And then, Isak, Watkins up front. So I've been a little bit lucky that Haaland was the auto sub for me. I benched him. I wanted to keep him. We weren't too sure about his minutes. And if you look at that, I've got that decision right because he didn't start, but nice that he comes on for a 5 point. And then, I kept Arsenal double defense, Gabriel and Ben White with Onana. And I was talking last week how Spurs and Chelsea defenses just didn't interest me at all. And I was just thinking, I was looking at game weeks 36 and 38 and thinking that the gains are probably better there if I kept Arsenal double defense, because so many people, you know, loading up on triple Spurs, triple Chelsea. And yeah, I didn't really see that appeal. Now, I might end up having complete egg on my face by the time this show comes out and what happens in the derby tomorrow morning. But so far, those choices seem to be justified.
Yeah, they're looking good. I don't think you are going to have egg on your face. I mean, I expect, unless there's attacking returns from those defenders, because I'm not expecting clean sheets.
I'm not expecting clean sheets. Yeah, that was the basis of my thinking. I was not expecting any clean sheets.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, we discussed it last week and I agreed with you. Yeah, and now both of us have got Arsenal double defense and it's a little bit of a differential again, which is pretty good ahead of a home game against Bournemouth, right? Bournemouth don't really have anything to play for anymore.
That's right. And you feel that if people are going to get back to Arsenal double defense, maybe they might be taking hits. So you sort of feel a little bit ahead of that wave. But I got a little bit lucky with this wildcard in that I avoided Edison. So my triple city was having Vardiol, who got the goal and the clean sheet, and a really lucky clean sheet, I must stress. I still have no idea how City kept that clean sheet. So I got lucky in that sense. I also got lucky I didn't have Shah. I had Dan Burn. So I didn't have that injury concern either. So, I know. I looked at Brighton for like 1 second and I just, nothing about Brighton at the moment is good. So
no, they're absolutely done. The season they were the first, I think they're the first team to be beached, really. They've been beached for a while.
They are literally on the beach. So I'm really happy with the wild card. I didn't really tweak too much with it in the last few days. I was more just trying to, I was shifting players in and out, more just trying to get any price increases could get. And really the only benefit was that day that Haaland was dropping, I think it was like last Friday. I managed to get him out of my team like seconds before the price changes that he dropped. And there was a mild
panic. And then you got him back, straight back in.
Yeah, then I just put him back in at like the cheaper price. So, pretty happy about that. So, yeah, gained a little bit of value there. But, yeah, I was pretty happy with the setup there and moving to the new template and, looking good for the next week. So
the team is looking really good, and you've got the three players for tomorrow. You've got Palmer, captain, Son, and Petrovic. So definitely not expecting a clean sheet from Petrovic, but hopefully some save points.
Yeah, hopefully maybe 3 points from Petrovic.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would make a 5 point game week, which you'd take from your goalkeeper any time. So that would be good. That would be good.
That's how I'm sitting at the moment. But the game week that we just had, you managed to do a little bit of an FPL catch up with some elite Australian royalty.
Yeah, I was very lucky. I went down to our fine nation's capital, Canberra, for the weekend to visit the in-laws. I managed to organise a bit of a meetup with a few of the managers down there. So FPL Planner, who I'm sure everyone knows, TN, he lives down there. So caught up with him. Mira happened to be in town. I convinced her to stay an extra day so that she could catch up with us as well on the Saturday night for the Liverpool-West Ham game. And also FPL Inzaghi. So, so the four of us caught up together and watched that West Ham Liverpool game, and Mira was a bit depressed. She's a Liverpool fan, but it was incredible watching the Klopp Salah drama unfold before our very eyes in the pub. It's amazing to see when Darwin is the one that's trying to like keep things calm, then you know that you've got a situation on your hands. Yeah, that's exactly right.
He probably had no idea because he can't speak English, so he's probably like,
Didn't they put him in like intensive English classes before the start of the season so he could communicate with his teammates?
I dare say, he's shooting, he's probably missed a lot of these classes.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Expected attendance was like 8 out of 10. He actually went to about 3.
Sorry, Darwin. But yeah, that was good that you were able to catch up. Catch up with those guys. I was so jealous.
It was good. I will blame them for the extra minus four that I took, because we were a few beers deep and everyone was getting a bit excitable, and we all kind of just convinced each other that it was, that you know, these additional transfers were a good idea. But yeah, that's all a bit of fun. I'm not sure I would have done it if I was just being sensible at home in my living room, but the peer pressure got to me. But anyway, all good. I'm
Come
glad
on,
I'm
take this hit, Andrew.
Yeah,
We're all doing
exactly.
it.
Yeah, all the cool kids are doing it. Take a hit, man.
It's just a 4 points, man. Dude, you're
Yeah.
such a square.
It's almost like you were there.
Oh, easy for TN to roll you up. He was on a wild card, so of course he's telling you to make transfers.
Yeah, exactly right. He was just trying to, you know, get an extra couple of points on the competition. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Actually, it's lucky I wasn't there, because I would have brought down the average quite significantly with my dodgy rank walking through the doors there of whatever RSL or TAP you're watching those games at.
No, we were at a trendy inner city venue. Thank you very
Oh,
much. Yeah,
Canberra has a city.
or they call it a city.
They call it a city.
It's a series of streets that may or may not have more buildings than some of the others, but it's not really a city, is it?
Nah, we love Canberra. It's
No, we do.
yeah, it's like Hobart, but just without all the water around it.
Yep.
I could
And
stop.
if you like 0 degree weather, then you'll love Canberra.
That's great to hear. I was yeah, really jealous. And I did flirt with the idea of driving up the highway to come see you guys. Like, surprise, motherfucker. Yeah, that.
I tried to convince you, but yeah, no, I couldn't convince you.
No, you did, but
Next time.
and yeah, next time. But look, there's no point going into too much depth. So I think we'll get straight into the game week 36 preview, because that deadline is hot on our heels. Because if you don't know, there's a game on Friday night in the UK, which is Saturday morning for us, which means a 3:30 a.m. Saturday morning deadline. And so I think we're all going to be up at 3-ish to 3:30 to get that Luton Everton leak.
Yeah, you got to get the Everton leaks, you know.
Is
It's
McNeil starting?
yeah,
Is
that's right.
Calvert-Lewin playing?
Beto needs a rest. Yeah. Oh, okay. Huge.
That Doughty failed a late fitness test.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh geez. So yeah, that's the first fixture. Yeah, Luton, Everton. I suppose you've got Pickford. Pickford's still very popular at the moment. That's really like the only fantasy asset in this game, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess a few people have got Branthwaite, quite a
Yeah,
few
true.
people have got
Branthwaite,
Pickford.
who's been
I don't
amazing
think,
as well.
yeah, there's one or two people that still have Carlton Morris for some reason, and I think if you do, then it's probably a pretty good fixture to play him.
Yeah, sure.
But yeah, that's about it. That's about it. But I guess what it does mean is it might be harder to get leaks for the more important FPL games, because the deadline is so far in advance of some of those other games, which, you know, may or may not be a bad thing.
Yeah, true. So yeah, that's the first fixture. But then Saturday night our time, 9:30 p.m. Arsenal Bournemouth, fun game to watch. So,
Yes.
and a lot of FPL relevance here, especially you got Solanke, you got your double Arsenal defense. So what side of the fence would you be?
I've got I do have double Arsenal defense. I've got Saka as well.
That's right. You got triple Arsenal. I
Solanke is,
forgot.
yes. So Solanke's going to be benched for me. He's first on my bench this week. So yeah, I'll be going all in on cheering for Arsenal in that game. I also think that if you do have Saka or Havertz, then they're both probably not the worst captain shouts of the weekend. You've just got to defeat Gandhi, that's all.
I mean, the key for this is that Arsenal's playing first. So it'd be interesting to see how they deal with that type of pressure. But I think they'll make light work of this.
They did it the other day as well, didn't they?
Yeah,
They
true.
played before City. City was the last game against Brighton, so they have been coping with that pretty well, putting the pressure on City and then hoping that City makes a mistake, which so far they haven't done. I'm certainly not expecting them to make a mistake this week either.
Yeah, I think as far as like the obvious FPL assets go from like Arsenal, and City as well, it's probably relevant because there's no more Champions League for either of these teams. Like, it's actually a rare situation that City have found themselves in, that they can literally just concentrate on these games and put out the best 11. And therefore, for FPL managers, it's probably much easier to navigate this time of the year for the first time in a while, because we know that those assets that are so popular and that we're all targeting are most likely going to be playing most weeks. We're not going to be sweating on the team sheets because there's no semi-finals of these Champions Leagues that are on at the moment that have to be navigated around.
Yeah, the only concern I think would be is if KDB is going to play both games in the double, but he probably will. They'll probably just manage his minutes with substitutes as opposed to having him come off the bench in either of those games.
True.
Yeah, yeah. It might be like a couple of 65-minute games, or but yeah, it's just about whether the medics think his hamstrings can play twice in a week.
Well, let's hope that Arsenal, they got a little bit of a scare in that North London derby against Spurs, but hopefully David Raya learned his lesson and, you know, switches on for the whole 90 minutes.
I don't think I've seen a season where there's been more goals gifted to the opposition by goalkeepers. Like, I can think of several in the last couple of weeks. Like, there was Onana last week, wasn't there? And then this week Raya. There was Raya. And then if you're thinking Pickford of it, like...
to Cole Pickford. Palmer.
Yes, yeah. and then you've got like the own goalie type ones. You had the Henderson one.
Yeah,
Gergic, exactly, who scored the Brighton's Neto goal of the month.
From Bournemouth, because it was the only goal that they scored. And these are all just like in the last like 6 weeks.
it's just been incredible. Like everyone's just determined to play out the back at all costs. And it's certainly costing them. Definitely very dangerous. But getting back to this Arsenal-Bournemouth game, I do think it's going to be a pretty comfortable routine win for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Hopefully a clean sheet for our sakes, right?
Let's hope so. Brentford-Fulham, as far as FPL interest go, it feels more like maybe if you're on a free hit, maybe you look at someone like Mbeumo or Visa, but Ivan Toney is a big at the moment. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like both these teams are done.
Yeah, I think so. I think we can ignore these teams. Could be, like, it seems like so many of Fulham's games are just like, I expect them to be one all. This is no different. Like Fulham is just, they're just the one all kings.
Yeah, lock in the one all. Burnley Newcastle. Now this one's interesting because Burnley still have a fighting chance to stay up, and I think Burnley are really good.
I think Burnley are going to win this game. Yeah, I think so. I think they've only lost one game in like the last eight or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
I thought I heard that stat. Yeah. You know, we talked about last week about how, you know, we didn't think it was beyond the realms of possibility that they would get a result at United, like against United, which they did. And I just think that at home against Newcastle, like they've got a lot to play for. They've been pretty impressive at home. Newcastle, as you said, not great away from home. Like, I can just see them jagging a result. Maybe a win is too much, but definitely a draw. I think a draw or some sort of result for Burnley. I'm expecting.
No point. Yeah. Now I'm in the position where I've got triple Newcastle. I'm thinking of possibly, and I've got a real benching headache with my front eight. And I'm thinking maybe Gordon might be the one I bench in this game, only because his record away from St. James Park is not that good.
Yeah,
and like I you think said, really, I feel like Burnley could get something out of this game.
Yeah, I think that's really sensible, like looking at your front eight.
Because, I mean, if I'm keeping a Newcastle attacker, I'm more likely to keep Isak because he's the penalty taker.
Exactly, and he's in incredible form. And I don't think that, like, his struggles away from home have been as bad as Gordon's this season. So,
yeah,
I think it's a pretty... I wouldn't be worried about playing Gordon this week if, you know, he was one of your best, 11. But I think in your case, I would be very comfortable benching him. No problem.
Yeah, that might be the case there. I think managers be sweating on Fabian Schär. There was reports that it was the hamstring, but then there were some reports a few days ago that the hamstring isn't as bad as what was first thought, but we're not going to get anything from Eddie Howe.
No.
You know, this game is like you know, 24 hours after the deadline. So it might be a case of that, if in doubt, remove, or if you can, just bench him.
Yeah,
especially if 37 with 37 coming up. I wouldn't take him out.
Yeah. Because of 37, I think it's worth keeping him. Like, yeah, I would keep him and bench him.
Yeah.
And then just see, you know, what information comes out so that at least you've got him for 37.
Yeah. Good point there. Sheffield United Forest. So, yeah, Sheffield United officially relegated over the weekend after that loss at Newcastle. Forest still in with the fighting chance, and no idea how they didn't get anything in that Man City game because they looked so good. But the rope is running out for Forest.
The pitch was a bit too dry, wasn't it? So
apparently.
I think that this is a game that Forest will get a result in. I think Forest will win this one. They've played pretty well against City. And against, you know, this is a very important game for them. Sheffield United, they don't have anything to play for anymore. So I just think that Forest are going to be too determined.
Yeah.
Even away from home, I think they'll probably just grind out a pretty boring win.
Good game for if you're a Chris Wood owner, I dare say. I mean, he had those two really bad misses against City, but yeah, Chris Wood's actually been pretty good since he's sort of reestablished himself in that Forest side this season, I think.
Yeah, no, he's definitely an awesome differential this week if you got him.
City Wolves, very FPL relevant game here. So
huge.
Huge. We're all expecting Phil Foden back. It was just a tummy bug. He's had some
Imodium.
he's off the toilet now, I believe. But the good thing was we saw the Nordic midfield Haaland back scoring. So looking ahead to this game, it feels like a really good captaincy pick. Part of me would love to throw it on Foden because he's just been so explosive. Like these last few weeks, he either missed the game or he's got a double digit haul.
Yeah. Have those hauls come with Haaland in the team?
Ooh.
Or have they? I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but yeah, it'd be interesting to see what the interaction is there. I'm going to be very, very nervously watching this game as a non-Haaland owner. I lost him last week for Isak, but
the Swedish meatball.
That's right, exactly, from the meat shield to the meatball. But I'm comfortable with not having Haaland. You know, this week is probably the one that I'm the most scared of. I'm going to have him next week in game week 37 on my free hit. So it's just this week's the scary one. But
I'm laughing how your voice went up higher. Like, I'm not scared about it.
Yeah. The lie detector like absolutely caught fire then. But I might have some Man City coverage that I didn't have last week. When we get to our transfers, we'll talk about that a bit more.
Lovely, lovely jollies. Brighton Villa. Yeah, Brighton are just so done. The fact that their goal of the month was Gergic from Burnley not controlling the ball properly underneath his foot and that rolling in just says it all. Like, they look so pedestrian.
Yeah, they do. They do. I
reckon De Zerbi's mentally checked out. He checked out ages ago.
Yeah, but I've heard some people who are pretty knowledgeable about Brighton say that they actually think that he's still going to be there next year because there's no real obvious other team for him to go to.
Yeah.
But it seems like he has mentally checked out at least of this season. But yeah, I think it's a great fixture for Villa assets and there's not many people that have them anymore. I'm really happy to have Watkins in this fixture.
Yeah.
He doesn't blank too often and he doesn't usually blank 2 weeks in a row. So hopefully the hit pays off this week, even if it didn't pay off last week. But yeah, apart from that, like there's no real FPL relevant Brighton players. I'm expecting a pretty comfortable Villa win.
That's what I'm thinking too. And yeah, Villa have Olympiacos tomorrow morning in the Conference League semi-final. So look, they should dispatch of them pretty easily. But yeah, I think a lot of eyes will be on that team sheet and, you know, just to make sure they make through the 90 minutes unscathed.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, thankfully, the league is still very important because they, you know, they're still going for that fourth spot. So they'll still play their strongest team in the league as well.
Yeah, that's good to see. And then at the same time as that on Sunday night, Chelsea West Ham, fixture close to my. This is the very first fixture I went to at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea West Ham. There you
What do
go.
you think? What do
I'm
you think is going to
think
happen?
Chelsea win 2-1.
Oh, I think there might be more goals than that.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I could see it being like a 3 or a 4-1 to Chelsea.
West Ham away from home are pretty bad.
And they've got nothing to play for, really.
They've got nothing to play for. Chelsea are just, I don't know, a lot of players probably fighting for their 8-year contracts.
Yeah, I was listening to the Net That Hall matchups show today, and they were talking up Cole Palmer as a captaincy option. They really liked the matchup for him this week. So, yeah,
That's some.
very it was very convincing. So maybe that's why I'm quite bullish on Chelsea.
It is, but Chelsea play tomorrow morning, Australian time, Friday morning, and then they play this game Sunday night. It's not
And
much.
they've got like 10 fit
Yeah,
players.
we've got no one is fit at the moment. So it's, yeah, that's the only thing putting me off of a Cole Palmer captaincy is just that I think the turnaround is too tight and there's not enough bodies.
Yeah, fair enough. I guess reassess after the Chelsea Spurs game and see how
Yeah.
everything, see what the lay of the land is after that.
Yeah, I think that's going to tell us a lot. And then yeah, Liverpool Spurs, big Ange going to Anfield. Maybe he's just gonna, might just walk into Klopp's office, have a look around, dude, start doing some measure ups.
Yeah, maybe.
Don't mind me, mate. I'm just having a look in the corner here where I can put my
Yeah,
jacket.
that's right. Not bad, not bad at all. No, I'm not. We're not going to descend into Ange impersonations again, are we?
Avita Zen Klopp. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
The door hit you on the way out, mate. Yeah, well, anyway, imagine being a Salah and Son owner in this game.
Oh,
Ooh.
will Salah start or he's going to be on the naughty step?
Oh, God, I hope so. Don't know what I'll do if he doesn't.
I mean, nothing about Salah's performances since like he's basically returned back from AFCON and in and out with those injuries have been vintage Salah. So
Yeah.
I think the mass removal from FPL side is probably warranted.
Maybe, but
But it's no.
a fired up, vengeful Salah is a very scary Salah. So
Yeah.
I'm hoping that that has lit a fire under him that he can, that he can use. A bit like Michael Jordan in in his documentary, and I took that personally, is it just absolutely fire up and score a hat trick.
Oh, well, yeah, hopefully not for me because I got rid of him recently. But yeah, that's actually going to be a really good game. A
Yeah.
lot on the line because Spurs still pushing for fourth. Obviously, whatever's going to happen in the derby tomorrow morning is going to say a lot. But, all things considered, I mean, Liverpool should, they'll keep top four. That's fine. But I think they'll be resigned to their fate now that that's basically their season over.
Yeah, I don't really know how Liverpool are going to react. They might just come out really flat for the rest of the season, or they might, want to send Klopp out on a positive note. I guess we'll find out. Spurs as well. I feel like they've almost lost that battle with Villa. So I don't know how they're going to approach it mentally, especially if they lose to Chelsea tomorrow and then Villa wins their game against Brighton. It's going to feel like a very big task. So yeah, I guess we'll see. We'll see how it all looks by the time that game kicks off.
Yeah, and some news from Ange overnight is that yeah, Timo Werner and Ben Davies are done for the season. Both picked up, I think, calf and hamstring injuries. So, I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, only a few weeks left, so they won't be returning. But yeah, more defensive issues for Spurs. So
Yeah.
that,
Well, that's the thing. There's gonna be no matter what, it's gonna be an out of position player at left back,
yeah.
whether it's Emerson Royale or Van de Ven or whoever they put there. So it's going to be whoever's playing right wing for Liverpool, hopefully Salah, but possibly Harvey Elliott. They might have some success down that side.
Yeah. And then finishing up for the game week, we have to wait till Tuesday morning. Crystal Palace, Man United. Now, we got our Crystal Palace back because during that insane double game week 34, when Mateta and Eze and Elise were just, oozing points, what happens on the weekend? Yeah. Jeffrey Schlupe girl, of course.
Yeah, absolute banger.
That is Crystal Palace football. Jeffrey Schlupe
Yeah,
goals or Jordan
100%.
AU goals. Like,
In a classic one-all Fulham game.
yeah.
Yeah, but they're very different at home. Like, I think that you almost draw a line through the away games and focus on how they've been playing at home recently. Yeah, I think that they're going to beat United. I think that they've been fantastic at home, and Man United are very, very suspect defensively. So I think Crystal Palace will take advantage of that.
Yeah, it looks like a fun game. I mean, I have a lot of my United assets. I know I'll probably just have Slabbit playing, I think, in
Yeah.
this fixture. I've got some thinking to do, but yeah, at least I'll have some skin in the game coming into this last game of the game week.
Yeah, and me too. I think I'm going to have Munoz. I've got him in my starting 11 at the moment. I've just got a feeling that, he's been very unlucky not to kind of go off in the last few weeks, and it's going to happen before the end of the season. He's going to get a haul. So hopefully
Yeah.
it's this week against United.
Yeah, he's been so close to just getting
So
some
many
attacking
times.
returns. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. I don't dare bench him because of
Yeah.
course that's going to be when it comes. So I just have to keep playing him.
Murphy's Law, of course, that's gonna be it. Okay, now it's time for Goodwill Punting, where we look at a differential for the gaming. Andrew, someone that you just talked about me seconds ago, possibly.
Yeah, that's right. Well, for once I've actually got my punt in my team. But yeah, I'm going for Munoz from Palace. I couldn't believe he's only 0.6% owned.
That's crazy.
4.5 million. He's just, yeah, we've talked about it just, a couple of seconds ago. So I just think he's due. So I'm picking him this week and hoping that this is the week.
I like it. And the fact that you're backing him as well in your team, more the fun.
That's right. That's right. So if he gets a big 15 pointer, goal, clean sheet, three bonus this week, I'll be absolutely cheering.
Actually, before I get to mine, I must add, you picked out Conor Gallagher for this current Goodwill Punting round, and he's on
Yes.
currently on 9 points. This is before the derby game in the morning, but 9 points.
I'm
So
actually fuming that they didn't give him the assist
the other
for the
assist.
Madueke goal. Like, why was that not an assist? It was
Yeah,
straight from him to, wasn't it? Wasn't it straight from him to Madueke?
think so. I don't feel so long ago.
He got like he was dribbling and he got fouled. It would have been a penalty, but then Madueke put it
That's
in. I feel
right.
like, anyway, should have been his assist. I've been absolutely shafted,
You've
but
been
happy with the
stitched
nine.
up.
Absolute stitch up, mate.
Justice for Andrew. Yeah, I went Brennan Johnson, by the way, 1 point. So in the bin with that one. Anyway, my pick for this game week is Morgan Rogers from Aston Villa. So 5.0 million, midfielder. So although we're all pretty stacked for midfielders, but you never know. But 0% ownership, 0.0. So maybe only his brother's sister's mum, dad have him in his fantasy side. That's
I don't
all.
think he doesn't even have him.
You don't,
I
yeah.
actually love this pick. He's been so impressive in the few games that I've seen him play. He's been fantastic. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I never heard of him until the Middlesbrough Chelsea two-legged semi-finals in the League Cup, because he was playing for Borough and he scored against Chelsea to sort of make things a little bit nervous for Chelsea at the start. But yeah, they were talking him up a lot at that time because I think he came from the City Academy. So that's why there's a lot of hype about him. And yeah, he was really good for Villa the other day against Chelsea. Got a goal, deserved it. Did do the Cole Palmer Shiver goal
Oh,
celebration.
did
And
he?
he said that him and Cole Palmer apparently like best mates. So, and he said
All
he
right.
was the first one to do that goal celebration.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, he said,
Cole
no,
stole it.
that's my celebration. He's taken it off me.
He's one to keep in mind as like a cheeky little sleeper pick for game week one next year, I reckon. He just seems to be yeah, he could explode because he's had such a good
Although
start
Villa's
to his
missed
career.
Ramsey most of this season, and remember at the end of last season, Ramsey was just absolutely on fire. And I remember thinking, oh, next season Ramsey's going to be the one for me. But then he's been injured all year. So,
yeah, true. No, you are right there. We don't need to start thinking about next season. Let's just focus. Let's just get through this one.
Let me do shit in this season first before I get to shit next season.
Correct.
Oh, but talking about that goal celebration thing, that reminds me. Tim Cahill's famous boxing goal celebration stole that off Archie Thompson from Melbourne Victory. Just saying.
Yeah, but he brought it to the world.
Hey, Archie Thompson played 15 minutes for PSV. Streets don't forget.
They don't. Well, someone didn't forget. I certainly did.
Oh, anyway, I'm getting a bit sidetracked there. But captain, my captain, top three options. Now, I think we have some decisions to make this game week because, you know, there's the paper pick, but then there's the grass pick.
Yeah, that's true. Well, why don't you go through yours first this time?
Okay, so I've got top pick. I'm going with Haaland.
That's the paper pick that you were referring to?
I think that's more the paper pick. It's just, I think it's just going to be the most logical one. That I think Wolves, I think they're a bit done now for the season.
Yep.
City are obviously going to be pushing. I mean, all things considered, if Arsenal beat Bournemouth, which they should, City will be coming out here to do the business. So, why not put it on the Nordic Meat Shield? I feel like we haven't had like a vintage Erling Haaland game week where he's just gone fucking nuclear for like ages, like since early in the season.
Yeah, and I think that's why people are starting to feel a bit more comfortable going against him for captaincy or even, I mean, I'm surprisingly calm about not having him in my team just because, like, it's not that I don't think he's going to do well, but I feel like there's that many options out there that are capable of, you know, double digit hauls this week and every week.
Yeah.
It just seems to be he's a little bit less dominant this season than he was. So, for 14 million, you want to be sure that he's outperforming the field. He's not even the top scoring striker.
Yeah.
For the season.
Mm.
So, anyway, but I agree with you that he's probably the best captain pick this week.
Yeah, best pick. And then second pick, I've got Kai Havertz up against Bournemouth. So, Kobe Kai has been amazing this tail end of the season, like double-digit hauls for fun at the moment and pretty unlucky not to have more points this current game week because I think he teed up Saka for another goal and Saka, I can't remember if he hit the post or put it wide, but that would have been another Havertz assist. So, he's not getting dropped between now and the end. While the season is still alive, he will be starting number 9 for Arsenal. So,
yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. And, third, I don't know, Isak against Burnley. There's going to be goals there. So he's just so classy with his finishing. So, we're sport for choice this week.
Yeah, we definitely are. I really like the Havertz captain pick. I'm not so convinced about Isak just because it's away from home, but
fair play.
Yeah. I agree with you on Haaland. I've got Haaland number 1. My number 2 is Palmer, home to West Ham.
Yeah.
I think we talked about him earlier, his prospects in that home game against West Ham. And I've got Saka home to Bournemouth as my 3rd best captain shout. So, and I also, I think there's other options out there too. Like I wouldn't begrudge anyone going for, Foden, Watkins, KDB, Salah.
Yeah.
Salah against like a very depleted Spurs backline and a very fired up Salah. So risky because I guess there is that chance that he doesn't start, but I'll be surprised if he doesn't turn it around this week. I think Salah's a decent shout as well. There's a lot of good options.
Yeah, I like it. It's one of those game weeks where it's either going to be feast or famine. Like all these players that we'll be talking about either all going to return or they're all going to blank.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those ones where it's one of those weeks where you kind of expect it to be a high scoring game week and often they're the worst.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we've had quite a few of those this season.
We have. It's been disappointment has not been far away.
Disappointment is the flavor of the game.
That's right.
Before we get into the league ladder, your bus team at the moment, now you've made a transfer already.
I've gone early, which is, not really the done thing when the game week's not even finished yet. But the transfer I wanted to make this week, I had exact money for it. And yeah, the player I wanted to bring in was going up, so I was forced to go early because there was no other transfer. You know how you always say, oh, there's always another way. There was no
Yeah.
other transfer that compared to this one, so I thought it was worth the risk. But I've gone Sarabia to Foden, so that's quite the upgrade. I think you'll agree. I needed Man City attacking coverage given that I've lost Haaland.
Yeah.
So to go into the game without any Man City attacking coverage would have felt suicidal. And yeah, I just think that Foden's going to play every game for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I think he's a really good option. Yeah, and that's going to allow me to bench Solanke away to Arsenal. So that sort of solves that problem too. So
Yeah.
yeah, it was a sensible transfer. I wasn't happy about having to do it before this. This Chelsea Spurs game, and before is what, yeah, Watkins is playing the Conference League as well before the next game week. So there's a few risks involved, but yeah, it was one that I was willing to make, a risk I was willing to take. So that's what I've done.
Like it, don't you? No hits this, no minus eights on the horizon. Just
Yeah,
the
we'll see.
One free transfer.
Yeah, well, hopefully I'm not having beers
Three
before a
o'clock in the
5 a.m.
morning.
deadline. So yeah, hopefully not. No, it should be fine unless something crazy happens with injuries in the, if Cole Palmer and Son both get injured tomorrow, then I might have to reconsider. But hopefully no more transfers this week.
Yeah. Hopefully not. I'll be rolling for what it's worth after the wild card. So all things considered at the moment, it seems to look okay, but I will give a league FPL Cynet mini league update. So I touched on it at the top of the show. Mahesh Sharma, who's been leading our league all season, took a minus 24 this game week, which was seven transfers. I couldn't believe it. I thought this has to be a mistake. Maybe Mahesh forgot to press the wild card button, but Mahesh doesn't have a wild card left. So it was fully intentional. So, and basically shifted his team to like that new template. So it's like
He's basically just bought another wild card, is
he's,
what he's done.
basically.
It's a strategic decision to purchase another wild card.
Yeah. So it paid off because he did get De Bruyne in the side. So it's gone all right. So he's sitting on 78 points this game, which isn't too bad. But
So
obviously,
78 minus 24.
that's before the minus 24 though, but still
Is that a
78
green
points.
arrow?
Yeah, don't know. Not too sure.
Probably
Haven't done the
is.
maths.
Yeah, I think it's close to a green arrow, so that's pretty impressive.
I'm clicking on it's as gray. It's a 200 rank rise.
Yeah, wow. Imagine taking 24-point hit and you're on a green.
Yeah,
Sensational.
just
What a legend.
the smallest of greens. But for momentarily on that first day, I think TN was leading the mini league. This was before the Sunday game. So yeah, Mahesh still leading, followed closely by Ashley Heuben and then TN in third. So pretty tight at the moment. Would you like to know who is the current mini league leader this week on points? It's not
Yes, I
me.
would.
It's not me.
Okay.
No, it's my
It's definitely not me.
it's my good friend Roy. He's on 82 points. I don't know how he did that. He's jammed that, so I'm pretty filthy. He's got
Huge.
Pickford, Cash, that's about it. Son, Gordon, Bowen, Saka, Isak, and Haaland captain. So yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, very nice, very nice, very nice.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought it was me. I know I was up. I was up. Oh no, I'm thinking of the Elite Australian League. I think I was the points leader for that. That's why I was teeing up the
Yeah, I
question.
mean, you're having a sensational week, but not enough,
Not that
not
good.
enough to lead the Side Net League, which is
No.
obviously the best mini league in the world. So,
Highly regarded and highly sought after. Anyway, look. Let's get some sleep. We're both really tired. Hopefully, I don't leave any gaffes at the start of this recording like I did last week. So, apologies everyone there. There was a mild panic when I was listening back, and I heard me go, blah, blah, blah.
The truth is out about our lack of professionalism.
Oh, yeah. Here I was. I forgot that I stuffed up the intro like three times instead of two times last week. So I was telling some people that I had to get rid of the word review. Last year's show always had me say, and we review the game weeks, because I kept stuffing up the word review like every single week, and
Yeah, you got
Andrew
the
would piss
yips.
himself. Yeah, just it was just the first time it happened, and that was it. It was just a mental hurdle. I couldn't say the word review anymore.
Yeah, looks like you just nailed it then, by the
I
way. We
did. I
might be able to
did.
bring it back next season.
I used to sweat like as I was doing the intros last season, like coming up to the word review.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
It was painful. Anyways, that's enough about that. We need sleep. Chelsea Spurs is early in the morning, so hopefully there's some more joy for us with some more green arrows. What do you reckon?
Well, I won't be getting a green arrow,
You
but
won't be
I'm
getting green
hoping,
arrow.
for your sake, I'm hoping that Chelsea have a really good win. And all the goals are Cole Palmer.
Let's go. Let's go. Cole Palmer Nation. Line up. Anyway, before we finish up, at FPL Signed It on Twitter and Instagram, at FPL underscore Point Break for Andrew. Give him a like and follow as well. And yeah, thanks everyone out there for the support. Only a few weeks left of the season, so we do appreciate every little like and review and retweet between here and the rest of the season. So good luck to everyone out there. Happy Star Wars Day for those who celebrate on Saturday. May the 4th be with you. I'll be celebrating. So hopefully some more FPL luck with the Force. I'm
You nerd.
the biggest fucking nerd. I went and saw Star Wars with the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra last week. That's how much of a nerd
Oh my God, don't admit that.
This is a
What are we
safe
going to do
place.
with
This is a
you?
safe
Yeah,
place.
that's true. I always say it, we're in the trust tree here.
Anyways, if you're a Star Wars nerd, hit me up. So, anyways, Andrew, good luck.
Good luck to you too. Hopefully game week 36 is a big one.
Yes, let's hope so. And yeah, let your defensive sheets be clean and your arrows green. See you, managers.